I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Sports Update.
Your sports update from One Bills Drive. The Bills will be turning to T.J. Yeldon to fill the void left by the injured Zach Moss. That according to Coach McDermott, who also left open the possibility of calling up Antonio Williams from the practice squad. Coach McDermott has not ruled anyone out for the game yet, even though defensive end Darryl Johnson did not practice on Tuesday or Wednesday this week. Meanwhile, for the Ravens, there are two injured players of note. Marcus Peters, their cornerback, and outside linebacker Matt Judon did not practice each of the last 2 days. Philadelphia Eagles, in their search for a head coach, are reportedly interested in Bills OC Brian Daboll. No formal request has been reported to this point. Daboll is also a candidate for the Jets and Chargers head coaching positions. Urban Meyer is returning to the sidelines. The Jacksonville Jaguars reportedly working toward finalizing a deal with the three-time national championship winning coach to be their next head coach. Meyer will be taking his first stab at the NFL, bringing with him an overall mark of 187-32 in his college days spent at Ohio State, Florida, Utah, and Bowling Green. Cleveland Browns officially get their head coach back ahead of their divisional round playoff matchup with the Kansas City Chiefs. Kevin Stefanski returned to the Browns facility Thursday morning after having to miss last week's wild card game against the Steelers after he tested positive for COVID. Bill O'Brien, the former coach of the Houston Texans and Penn State, is finalizing a deal to become Alabama's next offensive coordinator. Taking the job will mark O'Brien's return to the college sidelines for the first time since 2013. NBA news, Brooklyn Nets landed disgruntled star James Harden from the Houston Rockets in a blockbuster 4-team trade. The mega deal reunites Harden with former Oklahoma City teammate Kevin Durant in Brooklyn and positions the Nets, who also have all-star guard Kyrie Irving, as a title contender in the Eastern Conference. And the Sabres, after 311 days since their last game, will officially open the 2021 regular season tonight at the KeyBank Center. They host the Washington Capitals. Carter Hutton will get the start in net tonight. Face-off set for 7 p.m. That is your sports update. Chris Brown, Steve Tasker with you. Hour number two of a Thursday edition of One Bills Live, where we are asking you, where are you at with 2 days before kickoff in this divisional playoff between the Bills and the Ravens? We get right back to the phones, and here to lead us off is Colin in Olean. Colin, what do you have for us? You're on One Bills Live.
Brownie, Steve, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, well, first of all, one of the last callers took my thunder, but Steve, you belong in the Hall of Fame. End of story. Done. Also, I think that after the game against the Colts, I was excited, you know, I was pumped. And then about Monday morning when I woke up to go to work, I entered what I call the vomit fog, which in the regular season usually doesn't hit until right before the game. But against the Colts, it hit me Friday before the game. But now this one, now that we've made it to the divisional round, I'm very nervous. Every time I see something that has to do with the Bills, I watch, you know, an interview with Coach McDermott or one of the players. It's just like, oh, it's coming. And I just get more and more excited, which takes me further into that fog of the pregame nerves. So I'm very excited for the Sabres to start tonight to hopefully take my mind off of that game for a little bit and give me some relief. But definitely looking forward to this Saturday and hopefully another Bills win.
Yeah, I'm
right there with you. I ride the roller coaster of positive and negative, and it's like for me, plus doing this show and doing, you know, the game on radio and doing all that stuff for the team and being in the middle of it like we have from week one all the way through, from all the whole off season, everything. It's with me 24/7. I mean, I never set it aside. When I scroll in my off time on my timeline, it's all about the game. Obviously, when I come in here in the morning, we get started with this. It's wall to wall. And then when I go home, if I meet anybody that's not a family member, even well, my family members too.
What do you think this week?
Exactly.
What
it's
do you
all,
think?
It's all, and I don't mind.
Think we got
a chance? Because I'm thinking about it. You may as well talk to me about it because that's all I got on my mind too. I can't escape it. It's like it's literally like a bad rash I've got on my face, right? I got it like every time I look in the mirror,
rash.
It's like, yeah.
There's an analogy
I just can't get away
you.
From it. And so I think about it all the time.
Got Bill's eczema.
And it's a roller coaster, man.
Yeah.
It goes from the highest of highs, thinking how awesome it's been, how good it looks for the future, all the cool stuff we've seen this year, the finish to the regular season.
Right.
The stellar play from the quarterback, the weapons he's gotten, they're all signed. Nothing is sitting at the front and center like, you got to sign this guy, you got to get that. They all got another year on their deal. I mean, it's just – looking forward, it's just awesome. But, you know, the moment that final play happens in your season, whether it's the Super Bowl or this game or next week or whatever, this is gone forever. It is nothing but a memory. It doesn't count towards next year. It does nothing.
And maybe that's where a lot of the nervousness lies, because like one of the earlier callers said, you know, the expectation this year was to win the division and finally win a playoff game.
And we're in uncharted territory.
And I think for a lot of fans, they're sitting there saying to themselves, are we allowed to have some gravy too? Like, can we get some gravy on that? On that dinner, like
get a little cherry on that cake.
Can we, you know what I mean? So, do we have time for dessert? Can we get one more?
It's like
can I have seconds?
Thing, it's like last thing of the day. Would you like some whipped cream with that?
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
Yeah. Thank you. May I have another?
Thank you. Yes, I will have some. I will have some whipped cream on that.
I think that's where a lot of fans are right now. Like, by no means I don't think a lot of them would be disappointed because of what has been achieved this year. Division title, playoff monkey off the back, got
swept
the victory,
the
swept the division 6-0.
Hardest record in the league.
So
hardest schedule.
Schedule,
in the
right, of the playoff teams, for sure. So there's all of that, and you want to check all those boxes, and you're happy to see this team check all those boxes. Unquestionable progress has been made. They took the proper steps in year three that I think everybody expected, and maybe a little bit more. But those fans are out there, and they're saying, "Can we get to the NFC title game? Can we do that?"
You're almost embarrassed to ask for it.
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't be embarrassed to ask for it. Their
right?
team is good enough to go that far, I believe. So they should not be embarrassed to ask for it. I just think Bills fans are pretty happy with how far this season has gone, and now they're just like, well, "Maybe we could get a little bit more."
I think.
But they're nervous about it.
Think about this. This team, certainly we thought they got a chance to win the division, but you thought they'd go like 4-2 in the division, right? Split with Miami and Patriots and sweep the Jets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
4-2 in the division. You think, okay, and then they, you know, those two fall out. You know, you still win, all that yiggity-yak, right? So you get to the end of it. Then, you know, but the problem was we sat at the 4 months ago, 4.5 months ago, back in early September, and we're thinking, man, we have a really tough schedule. The NFC West with the Rams, the Seahawks, the Cardinals, and whoever the other team is that I can't think of.
San Fran.
San Francisco. With those four teams? I don't know. And the AFC West with the Chiefs and the Raiders.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had two of the last NFC representatives in the Super Bowl. In the NFC West, in the Rams and the Niners, you had a perennial playoff team in Seattle, and you had an up-and-coming team with Kyler Murray in Arizona. That division looked like a gauntlet.
Right.
They went 3-1
against
that team.
Then you got to play the AFC West.
With the defending Super Bowl champs.
And you got to play Tennessee. You got to play Pittsburgh. I mean, you think, so not only do they hang up 13 wins on all of those jokers, nobody else had to go through the regular season gauntlet that the Bills did.
that are sitting here.
Yeah.
Nobody's sitting here where the Bills are who had to play all of those guys. Right?
Even the Ravens got to play the NFC East this year as their cross division. You know? The
Dallas, NFC East. Philly, Washington.
Nobody had a winning record.
Dallas, Philly, Washington, and...
And they had to struggle to beat Dallas.
The Giants?
That was a close game for them, if I remember right. The Dallas game for them, that wasn't a walk in the park for them. Let me see if I can find it.
I got it.
Oh, no, I don't have it in front of me.
I got it.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, the Giants game was...
And they lost to the Patriots, the Ravens did, 23-17. So, yeah. I get it.
I can't find the Giants game on here.
While you're looking for that, I'm going to go back to the phones
Baltimore
to Josh and Java, game? Who's been waiting patiently. Josh, what do you have for us? You're on One Bills Live.
Hi, guys. How's it going? I hope you guys are having a good day and enjoying all this beautiful Buffalo weather.
Baltimore did not play the Giants.
This year, yeah.
Quick warm-up on my 2020. I've been a fan going to games for 30-plus years with my family. Me and my mom and my 9-year-old daughter go to every game until this year, obviously. And in May, I had twin daughters 4 months early. It came out 1 and 2 pounds.
Wow.
So, and, you know, during all this coronavirus stuff, and then the next month, my mom turned 50, and I couldn't spend her birthday with her because of everything going on, and I was
right
in the hospital. I bought her a framed Steve Tasker jersey because that's her favorite player.
Look at that.
Very nice.
They both dropped that off in her driveway. That was her birthday, and waved to everybody.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Who did that? Who dropped it in the driveway?
He dropped it off at his mom's house in the driveway because he couldn't, you know, see her in the house.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I kind of because I was going into the NICU every day to see my twins. Like I said, they were born 1 and 2 pounds, and now they're home and healthy. So
are they doing good?
Oh, good.
They're doing great.
What's their birthday? Do you remember?
Do I remember their birthday?
Yeah.
May 10th.
That's so early, early during COVID.
Because I had twin grandsons born April 9th.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right around your birthday.
Yeah, it's around my birthday. Yeah, so good for you. I'm happy for you.
My mom's birthday is April 29th, the one that loves Steve. So
very nice.
That's when they dropped it off. And, yeah, we go to every game. We're crazy fans. You know, my mom dresses up as a buffalo. I dress up as a crazy character, and we love the Bills. So this year's been insane not being able to go, and we just sold out on tickets again this week. But life is just it's awesome right now. We get to, you know, be home with my daughters, and I gear them up for every game. They don't know yet, but my oldest daughter Amaya does, and we have fun and love watching this team and what they're becoming. And man, it's got my nerves going through the roof, but in a good way. They keep giving me like more positivity and more positivity, and I love it. I love where we're going. I think this weekend is going to be a good game, and I think if we jump out on them early and then try to keep Lamar in and make him a pocket passer, we could have a really good game and go forward and on to the AFC Championship.
Well, that's hard to do. It's hard to do to do that to Baltimore. It's really hard to do to keep them from doing what they do best. So we'll see.
It is. Josh brings up a good point. You know, the year that we've all kind of endured here amidst COVID and not being able to love on this team like fans are used to by showing up at the stadium every weekend has been tough. But the success of this team, I think, has just filled so many fans in this area with so much hope. They've been a welcome distraction. Because, I mean, I think we'd be remiss if we forgot the fact that there's a lot of people still struggling out there, you know, might be furloughed, might be out of work, you know, different circumstances for sure across the spectrum of what people are facing now 10 months into COVID. It's been tough. And, you know, Steve and I were kind of facetiously talking about it yesterday, but... You know, life's gotten pretty dull, too, in a lot of ways. So what the Bills have provided this area has been nothing short of spectacular. And I think the fans appreciate it even more. It's kind of one of those things. You don't know what you got till it's gone. And not being able to go to the stadium, I think, has made people even more appreciative of what this team has done this season.
Well, it's like 10 major events in Western New York that were removed from the calendar. Everything got removed from the calendar. All the summer concerts and everything got removed. But it's like clockwork. You know, concerts are kind of like you pick and choose which ones you go to year, and you don't go to all of them, or most people don't. But
The Bills schedule comes out. Dates are locked up.
Yeah, you got 10 weekends that you're going to be doing something, all the home games. And that was all evaporated. And so it's been a different year for that reason. And by the way, they did not play the New York Giants this year.
The Ravens?
The Ravens did not
play. They did in week 16.
Why is that
they
not showing up right here?
They played the NFC East.
Why is that not? I said, I've
Do
got
Do you have
this
the right year?
Hold on.
Do you have
Baltimore
the Ravens?
Ravens, full schedule. 2000. Oh.
27-13. What year are you in, Steve?
Year 2000. I hate myself. I hate myself.
We love you so much, Steve.
I hate myself. I'm a wreck. I'm an absolute mess.
Well, we know where you fit on the Twitter poll then. You're a wreck.
I'm a mess. All right. By the way, they beat the Giants, by the way. Did I tell you?
Yes. 27-13.
Hey, Baltimore played the Giants this year.
Yes,
and
thank you.
They
thank
won
you for that.
27-13.
You can't get this stuff everywhere. So we're glad you've tuned in to us here at One Bills
Live. I keep going round and around.
While Steve gets his bearings, we're going to go back to the phones and to Doug in Ohio, who's been waiting patiently. Doug, what do you have for us? You're on One Bills Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's an honor. I think I covered two of those emotional things. Like, on the outside, I'm as cool as a cucumber because I kind of have to be. My wife supports the Bills and me watching them, but she thinks it's ridiculous when I get so worked up. So I kind of got to maintain a level head.
Yeah.
The inside, I've had a stomach ache the whole week. I mean,
yeah.
It just won't go away.
It's just churning in there.
Yeah. The one thing I wanted to bring up, like, that I've thought about this whole week is, since we found out we were playing Baltimore, to me, this is almost like the AFC Championship. I feel like whoever wins this game, which I hope it's us, obviously, is going to the Super Bowl. Because it wouldn't surprise me any if Cleveland goes in and beats Kansas City. Kansas City has not played great football the last 6 weeks. And now they've got their starters have had 3 weeks off and – you know, all we've heard, or I've heard anyway on different talk shows, is, well, Kansas City's just coasting the playoffs. Listen, this ain't the NBA. You have to play 100%. And I don't know. I just feel like Baltimore and Buffalo are the two teams in the AFC that are playing the best football right now.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a fair point, Doug. The fact that the Chiefs starters haven't played in 3 weeks by the time they get to the game on Sunday for them. Andy Reid sat all the starters in week 17.
Yeah.
We know they didn't play last week because they were on the bye. And now here they are, and it's like, dial it back up again. I think the magnitude of the game will have them ready, quite frankly. Plus, a lot of these guys have been in these playoff games before on that roster. So I'm not terribly worried about it, but 3 weeks seems like an eternity. I'll say that in NFL football. But
Steve, you can tell me different. I am not going to waste an ounce of energy thinking about the Chiefs right now.
You can't get them off it.
You can't. That's crazy talk. Yeah, think about this game.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs, and you're right. You beat this, if the Bills beat this team, and I don't care if it's 6-3, if you beat this team, then you can start thinking about the Chiefs. But if you do beat them, you got to know you're good enough to go in and beat those guys. This is a team in Buffalo that is built to play with and better than the Chiefs. The Bills have got a commensurate amount of weapons as the Chiefs do. They've seen each other once this year when they are these new had this identity. The Bills, this is going to give the Bills some help, and the Chiefs. You're right; they haven't played their best, but like, and I will subscribe to the fact that I think the Chiefs have had it out of gear for 6 weeks when they got the one seed or the two seed. And when the Raiders lost that last game that they needed, like in week 15, the pressure was off. Nobody was going to catch the Chiefs. They were out of they had their division wrapped up a month early, like in week 12.
Yeah,
they were done. So they haven't been pushed for 2 months, no question. But you're going to get a full dose of them tomorrow, and the Cleveland Browns are going to have their hands full. So we'll see. But I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about this game. The Bills need to focus on the Ravens and all that. And I'm not going to go so far as to say the winner of this goes to the Super Bowl because I want to see the Chiefs play and see how they do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not wasting any energy thinking about the AFC Championship.
Yeah,
being home or away.
Step one.
I'll say this though. One of the other callers said this too. He goes, Buffalo is the better team. They played better throughout the season. Their offense was lighting it up. Baltimore, while they've played a lot of really good football, the Bills have played a lot of good football against better opponents. Two, it's here. It's in Buffalo's backyard. That's whatever it is. Yep. It's a little bit of an advantage. Maybe it's a hair's advantage, a hair's breadth advantage this year. Maybe not like it usually is, but it's there. The conditions about the game, the field, don't worry about the cold. And only worry as if it's like 20-mile-an-hour winds. That's an issue. Everything else that's a level field, you can't really worry about it. And Baltimore, I think, in their blitz game, if they think they're going to blitz this team and win, that's something I kind of think.
I welcome it.
Yeah, I think the Bills are like going, yeah, I think we're ready for that. This is not the same team as it was a year ago. And coming down the stretch, a lot has been said about how good the Baltimore Ravens played down the stretch. They beat the Cowboys. Good stuff. They beat the Cleveland Browns. That was a playoff team. They won 47-42 against the Cleveland Browns. They beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, who won a single game all year.
Come on.
They beat the New York Giants by 14 points, a team that was 5-11, I think, or thereabouts. And then they they thumped the Cincinnati Bengals 38-3
with their third string quarterback.
With the third string quarterback for Cincinnati. So they beat the Cowboys, the Browns, the Jaguars, Giants, and Bengals to close the season. And while that's a win is a win is a win, I get it. You got to know that the Bills, coming down the stretch, beat, in their winning streak, they beat the Chargers. Okay, Chargers weren't that anything, 4-12.
No, they were better. They won their last four games after they played the Bills.
All right, so then they beat the Niners.
They were 7-9, I think, this year.
They beat the San Francisco 49ers, who were in the Super Bowl
last year.
Injury-riddled,
but yeah.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, who were a playoff team. The Broncos, they thumped the Broncos. The New England Patriots, who are down this year. And they beat the Dolphins, who had a chance to win it and get in to the playoffs.
10-win team.
And they couldn't win the game, and they thumped those guys big time. And, of course, they're a Hail Mary away from winning their last –
Nine games?
Ten.
Ten. Well, ten counting Indy, yeah.
Ten counting. There's six.
Oh, the game before Arizona.
Yeah, if they
would have
beat Arizona, they would have won their last ten. Yeah. They won nine of their last ten.
Let's
ten of their last 11.
Yeah.
And they've been against some playoff teams. So the Bills have run the gauntlet. That's what I'm saying. So if you're going to take some solace in it, yeah. They're better. They played a tougher schedule. They're finishing stronger. I don't know what else you say. I mean, this is a team that's really good. And if the Ravens are looking past this team, it's a huge mistake.
We have to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to get a little bit more Baltimore perspective as we are joined by one Kamar Aiken, host of the Ravens podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, former Bills wide receiver, former Ravens wide receiver, Kamar Aiken. He joins us next. You're on One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health. It's Buffalo Bills Radio. Welcome back to One Bills Live. Second half of the show underway.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
joining us now from way down in South Florida, Steve. It is a former Bills receiver, former Ravens receiver, former seven-year NFL vet, one Kamar Aiken joining us. Kamar, how you doing, guy?
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay. And we know you host that Ravens Flock podcast as well on the Believe Networks. How's the podcast world treating you right now?
It's been good. We kind of took off the last couple of weeks just because of the holidays and a couple of business adventures I have going on. So we kind of been a little lax the last couple of weeks. But prior to that, it's been going good.
And you've been busy down there in South Florida because you got a restaurant opening up down there, the Miami Grill. Is that right? Tell us about how this all came together.
Yes. Like everybody, we play the game, but you also have to have an exit plan. And I started thinking about my exit plan and the franchise world came up. So Miami Grill used to be Miami Subs. I grew up on the brand. I was very familiar with it. They're doing great as far as a brand. They're growing. And it was just something that I seen myself being a part of. Just how corporate, how they carry themselves, the team atmosphere. It was something that I wanted to be a part of.
Oh, that's awesome. It's great. We wish you luck with that. If we ever get the chance to travel again over the road, we're going to stop by. Everybody's all, but how have you been? Has the pandemic been okay for you? I know it must be the most difficult thing to do in the world to open up a restaurant in the middle of a pandemic. How's it gone for you and your family? Have you been safe and healthy?
Yes, we've been safe and healthy. We kind of live a life of being quarantined anyways. So it hasn't been a big adjustment for us as far as family. The restaurant industry has been a little bit up and down. It's been a little slow because of COVID and just the new rules and new things coming in. So, yes, it has been slow, but I feel like everything happens in due time. And as long as we're able to get back to a safe and regular norm, that's what we're hoping for.
The first question I've got for you, Kamar, about the Ravens is, you know, you spent four seasons there and you played under John Harbaugh. I'm curious, you know, when you get to the playoffs with John Harbaugh, what's the kind of messaging that he's delivering through the course of the week this time of year to his players to get them ready to go?
It's not really much of a message, to be honest. At this time, it's that you've done the groundwork. You had training camp. You've done everything to put yourself in a position to punch your ticket to have an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. So they understand that it's a win lose situation, and that we need everybody all hands on deck. And yeah, he's just preaching do what you've been doing, do what got us here, do what has made us win the games that we won, and just go out there and play Raven ball. That's usually what they preach and what they harp on.
And what do you think that's going to look with this particular Ravens team? How is it unique to other ones? Certainly, they're very much similar to what they were a year ago, although they've evolved a little bit. What has been your sense of how they've changed from last year to this year with Lamar at quarterback?
More of a leadership, him taking accountability, I would say. They had a little more adversity this year just to see them respond to the adversity more so than last year. Last year, things were kind of going in their favor and they were kind of rolling and kind of the favorite. So now this year it's a different scene for him. They're more of the underdogs. They're coming in, not the top dogs. It's not an MVP season for him. So it was a big growing year for him going through adversity. And he's handled it very well.
Coach Martindale, we know, is a guy that likes to blitz. I mean, the Ravens blitz at a higher rate than any other team in football. But Josh has done pretty good against the blitz this season with that passing game, buying time, getting out of the pocket and extending plays. Wink Martindale was quoted this week saying he should expect pressure because we do what we do. Do you see that as a little bit foolhardy with a quarterback like Allen?
No, just because of the history of the Ravens. They harp on that. That's just the style of Raven football. You win, lose, draw with that type of style. I know they're not going to be hard-headed and just go crazy. Obviously, if he's breaking runs and getting outside the pocket and doing stuff that's exploiting that, they're gonna tone it back. But that's what they're known for, getting after the ball carrier, getting after the quarterback, not letting him get comfortable in the backfield and being able to go through his progressions and get his guys. Because they do have a good group of receivers.
What has been the problem with the Ravens in games where they've struggled? And certainly they struggle when they didn't have Lamar at quarterback and they had to do all the stuff around COVID. But when they struggle, what's it look like?
Passing. They're just having a guy that they can really depend on to other than the tight end position on the outside. They've been having guys that show up every other week and make plays, but to have that consistent number one, number two, that you can kind of go to in pass situations. We know Lamar's going to run the ball well. We know they have a great set of backs in the backfield, a great O-line. But if you look at their weakness on offense, you're going to look at their receiving core. And not necessarily for the guys that they have, but just they haven't been as successful in the pass game as they have in the run game.
Talking to Kamar Aiken, former Bills and former Ravens receiver, host of the Ravens Flock podcast on the Believe in Sports Network. Kamar, there's a guy on this roster that has certainly impressed very early in his career. I mean, this was a stacked receiving group with Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, and John Brown. And in walks Gabriel Davis, who they say is wise beyond his years. I know you are a fellow UCF alum. So how quickly was this kid on your radar, being alum of UCF?
Pretty quick. I heard a lot of talks about him when he was at UCF. A lot of people telling me, hey, this is a kid you need to come check out. I actually was able to come catch a game with those guys and see him play at UCF. I actually took my son, and he had a great game. I always thought he had a lot of upside. I think he should have got drafted a little bit higher, but obviously coming from UCF, you don't kind of get that same type of respect from other schools that other schools get. But I'm glad he came to that situation. That's a great situation for him. I actually joked about it and told my friends that I feel like he's going to have a breakout year with the Bills. And they didn't think so with the corps that they had already in place. But I felt like he's a special kid, a special talent.
Yeah, and I think the surprising thing about this year is so many things have gone so well for Buffalo, surprisingly well. I think the surprise for a lot of us, even looking back, was the fact that one of the reasons the Bills went so much four wide receiver sets in early in the year was because Gabe Davis impressed the coaching staff so much in an abbreviated offseason. His ability to play at a pro level so early gave them the confidence to use him and find a way to get him on the field with three other guys. And I think that speaks volumes about where he was as a receiver coming out of UCF. I know you seemed like you thought he was going to have a pretty good effect on this team, but it says a lot about who he – forget about his skill set, who he is as a rookie coming in and forcing his way onto the field. That says a lot.
Yes, him forcing his way and also having the coaches that see that and give him the opportunity to go out there and display that. A lot of times you have guys like that and they kind of put them in the back burner, not necessarily hiding them, but – letting the guys that they already have do what they're supposed to do and then fill him in. So to see them actually throw him in the rotation and have him be a big part of what they're doing, that's a big compliment to that coaching staff as well.
You know, being down there in South Florida, Kamar, Ryan Fitzpatrick was still playing football. And, I mean, I know when you were up here, you were on the roster with him up here. Chan's calling plays down there. How surreal was it to be watching – your former teammate still playing on television and your former head coach still calling plays?
It's pretty cool. I can see Fitz, to be honest, Fitz could play 30 years if they give him an opportunity to.
Right.
he's a great guy to be around. Besides football, he's purely just a great guy that brings a lot of good energy when you're around him. So I'm glad to be able to see him still be able to go out there and perform at a high level until they make the swap, obviously, this year. But to just see him still be able to come in and still play at a high level as well.
Yeah, there's no question Gabriel Davis has been a really pleasant surprise for Bills fans. I think probably a surprise for defenses playing the Bills offense around the league. One of the surprises about the Baltimore offense was the fact that J.K. Dobbins got inserted, and when the season started, he was like the third guy, right? And
he was inactive sometimes,
right? Yeah. Now he has really emerged. What caused that transition, and what was the biggest factor in J.K. Dobbins being such a huge part of the offense? Where at the beginning of the year he was not.
I think he was always going to be a big part, but at the same time, when you look at the business side, you paid Mark Ingram to come in and be the guy, so you kind of have to go into the season with him being the guy, and then. You have you give him opportunities. You see the great splashes. So now his opportunities start to pick up, and he really just took his carries and made the best of them and showed the coaches, hey, he's a guy that could be an every down back and he deserves to be back there. Another guy is Gus Edwards. I would like to see him back there a lot more too. They're kind of similar as far as their opportunities that they've gotten and the place that they're at today as far as being the 1-2 punch.
I know in the secondary for the Ravens, Kamar, that, you know, they play a lot of man coverage. You know, Jimmy Smith, Marcus Peters, and Marlon Humphrey, they'll get right in your face. They're not shy. They play physical. They challenge the officials to throw flags. But this Bills offense has eaten man coverage alive this year. If you saw either of the two Miami games with the Bills, when they decided to play man coverage, Byron Jones and Xavier Howard got embarrassed. Do you think the same thing could potentially happen if the Ravens commit to man coverage that much against this Bills receiving corps?
Yes, I think so. If the blitz isn't able to get there and he has time in the pocket and he's able to escape and extend time, I think that's where you see the majority of the big plays. The secondary with Peters and those guys, they take a lot of chances. They jump a lot of routes, and sometimes they break down in coverage when quarterbacks get out the pocket. So it's going to be big for them to still have Plaster and stay on their guys when he does break, contain, and gets outside the pocket.
Kamar, we're up against the clock, but thanks so much for talking to us. Good luck with the Miami Grill franchise you're opening up down there. I hope it goes well, and good luck also with the Ravens Flock podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Kamar Aiken, former Bills and former Ravens wide receiver. 7 years in the league. Not bad for an undrafted kid when he came in here with the Bills during the Chan Gailey years. And they just didn't have a spot for him here. That's why he didn't last. Mm-hmm. You know, they had David Nelson then. They had Stevie Johnson and Donald Jones. And I know they really liked Donald Jones as a special teams guy. And that was the difference. And Kamar was on the practice squad and then got up on the roster for a couple of years. And saw some time here and there, but he was just the odd man out,
right,
in a situation, which sounds crazy because you're like, well, that team didn't win a whole lot. What are you talking about? But that was the pecking order there, and he was just on the outside looking in, but found a home in Baltimore. They were happy to have him there for 4 seasons, bounced around to a couple other teams. 7-year career for an undrafted guy is nothing to sneeze at for sure. So kind of did a good job with that. And now look at this. These guys in the restaurant. You got guts if you're going in the restaurant business this time. Around this with the pandemic,
I mean, it's kind of when it bounces back.
That is a gutsy.
It might be the best time to kind of get it ramped up, but so you're not ready to open, then open up at the end of this.
Soft opening, shall we say?
Well, no, because everybody's when this thing breaks, when the pandemic's over.
Oh, people are looking.
Oh,
to get
it's
going to
be like a flower blooming, right? Yeah. Everybody's going to be.
Where can we go? I'll go anywhere. I don't care.
Yes, I don't care.
As long as it's not in my basement.
Exactly. I don't want to see my house for a month, right?
Yeah.
I
mean,
so the timing might work out perfectly that way, but yeah, good stuff. It's been a rough year.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm glad he could see a way for the Bills if the Ravens decide to play man coverage. And Wink Martindale said it this week. We are who we are. He should expect pressure.
There's no question that's the key. If you're going to blitz him, fine. But if the blitz gets home, Bills got problems.
Right.
If you don't get home,
Ravens,
you've
got problems.
Yeah. And it's that kind of chess.
And Marcus Peters is a chance taker, and he hasn't practiced this week yet. He's got a back injury. If he can't,
he can be all right.
If he's hobbled up and can't play,
don't fall into that trap.
All right,
come on.
Well, I want to see if he practiced today. We'll go check.
They'll
on
be
that.
Saying the same thing about Cole Beasley,
Tremaine Edmonds.
I don't know if he's gonna go. Tremaine Edmonds. I don't know.
All right, break time for us. When we come back, more of your phone calls. Chris in West Seneca, Eric in Cheektowaga. Hang tight. We'll get to you next here on One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health. It's Buffalo Bills Radio. Hour number 3 will begin in about 10 minutes' time with Kenmore native, UB alum, and CNN anchor Wolf Blitzer, who will be joining us to maybe let us know how he's doing this week.
Yeah,
a lot of the fans are on edge, understandably so.
We were laughing earlier in the show about this might be the angst of this playoff game might be a welcome relief from the angst of politics that Wolf lives in.
Yeah.
The way things are going now, as we get closer to Inauguration Day.
Yeah, he's got a busy week, so we appreciate him giving us some time. Let's go back to the phones, though, to Chris in West Seneca. Chris, what do you have for us? You're on One Bills Live.
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I wanted to say, what happened with McKenzie last week? I didn't see him at all, really.
Yeah, he only got 4 plays on offense, just really wasn't part of the game plan. And one of the earlier callers that you may have heard also expressed that, you know, they lacked pre-snap motion in last week's game plan, which was true. It was far less than we usually see. But I have to believe that Brian Daboll had a reason for that based on what he anticipated he would see from that Colts defense. I don't know if you feel differently, Steve. But
yeah, I think it was a game plan specific. And I think in the playoffs, particularly with all guns blazing, Isaiah McKenzie goes back to where he was in the beginning of the year, and that was he'll come in and take a few snaps, go in some motion, maybe get the occasional end around, that kind of thing. But with this team clicking on all cylinders with the four wides they've got from top to bottom with Steph Diggs all the way down through Gabriel Davis, there's just no room to put Isaiah McKenzie on the field.
Yeah.
He's a guy that if somebody twists an ankle or whatever, he's in. So that's kind of the way it's going to be. You know, the best guys with the best offensive combination get to play. And while McKenzie played awesome against the Miami Dolphins, it's a totally different roster on the offensive side when you're playing in the playoffs.
Yeah, he has been more often than not a part of the game plan. I mean, there's no question that Daboll respects him as an element of their attack. Because he very quietly had 5 touchdowns this season. I think if most people guessed, they probably would not have guessed that he scored that much for the Bills. And that's not counting his punt return touchdown, you know, that he had at the end of the season there. So, yeah, I mean, I suspect he will have a role this week. It's just a gut feeling. I don't know anything. It's just a gut feeling.
We can't watch practice, that's for sure.
Well, I just think his speed is something that's going to be coveted this week. And I just think he's really good at stretching defenses horizontally. And right. I think there's a place for him in this game against this opponent because of that. I don't know. I might be wrong, but I don't know. I just feel he'll have a bigger role this week than we saw from him last week. We have to take a break because coming up next in the third hour of our program will be a Bills fan, self-proclaimed, and Western New York native CNN host Wolf Blitzer joining us next. Here on One Bills Live, presented by Kalida Health, it's Buffalo Bills Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.